Hey babe, how are you doing? Oh god, so many people out and about today this morning. It's crazy. So yeah, I just wanted to get back to your message. Oh my god, sorry, I've got a latte. Pret lattes are the best. Yeah, I just wanted to get back to your message that you sent me, babes. And honestly, like, I've been thinking about it, and I kept, like, typing out messages and deleting them, but I said, I'm just going to voice note you. I'm thinking, absolutely, yes, would love to come to dinner tonight. So, yeah, see you there.
Why couldn't you just text yes and just leave it at that? James Kavanagh, you like those things, voice
How
messages.
Can I defend voice notes after that? You set me up for failure.
This is my problem with them. People start and they're very clear what they want to say, and then they start eating.
Yeah.
Or they're distracted by a noise.
They notice something and they're saying hello to someone. Yeah. See, there's ways to do voice notes. I love voice notes. Like, if you look through my WhatsApp, it's literally just voice notes. There's hardly any text. Now, it makes it difficult if you're looking back for some information because it's generally in voice notes. But you have to be strict with sending a voice note. You have to get your key messages in quickly. Unless it's a big gas story about a night out, then I love a 2 minute, 3 minute kind of mini podcast. It's so exciting. If someone's giving you beefy, juicy gossip. But like that girl, I have friend who was doing the parody voice note. I have friends who do those voice notes and it does my head in.
Mm-hmm. Where they're consuming something.
Yes, exactly. Keep it succinct and have your little key messages
in. You say now, if I look through your phone, which I'm not going to do, that it's all voice notes. Is that voice notes that you have sent, or do people send them to you as well?
Back and forth. And what I love about them as well is they can convey tone. So sometimes, you know, you might get a text and you're like, oh my god, do they hate me? Or that kind of sounds a bit strict. Whereas a voice note, you can get a bit of emotion in there. It may seem more lighthearted than it would if it was written down in text.
Oh no, you're definitely right there. You miss all of the context really with a text message. That
yes,
can often happen.
Big time. I much prefer them as well to phone calls. I don't like phone calls.
Yeah, well, that's a generational thing. I mean, phone calls are kind of gone now, aren't they?
It's almost like, you know, people showing up to the house on it. Like, that was a real thing back in the day. You'd call, you know, you're coming out to play, or an auntie would show up. Now it's like you need to Google diary date me if you want to kind of come to the house, or if you want a phone call. I kind of need to know the context of the phone call first as well.
Now, here's a listener who loves voice notes, sending them and receiving them. It's great not to have to look for the glasses, spend time texting. I use them for quick messages when I don't want to bother someone, but I don't want to do a long text. So are there rules around this?
Absolutely, yeah. You have to, like that, the parody, you can't go along the street and talk about, like give a live review of what's happening on the street. I have friends that are saying, oh, did you see the new Brian Thomas window? That's gorgeous. Anyway, I'll get back to, so blah, blah. It's like, no, I'm not here to listen to your podcast. It should be a quick, short message. So that's really the only rule. And also, if it's a big, juicy story of a night out or some gas thing someone wants to tell you, I think cap it at 2 to 3 minutes. I've seen some messages come in 7 minutes and 22 seconds for a voice note. Like, no one's that interesting. No one is that interesting.
So, and you mentioned there that if you have a long, juicy, gossipy story,
yes,
you're not going to want to type all of that, right? You're going to want to.
Absolutely. And the thing, we're all so busy these days. Phone calls, you kind of do need to book in a phone call. Whereas a voice note's great because I can receive a 3-4 minute voice note from a friend from a night out and I'll listen to it on my own time and then I'll get back and we can still have that nice connection that a phone call brings over a text, but it's kind of on your own terms and it's on your own. I've thought a lot about this.
You have thought a lot about it. What I'm thinking about though is security. Safety. I'm worried that if someone forwards this on, I cannot deny that that was me because it's my voice.
This is the other tip I had for juicy, gossipy stories, is to break up the story. Sometimes I will send a text into a WhatsApp group I'm in with the names of the people I'm about to talk about. Then I'll delete that text message and then send in the story without saying the names. Do you get me? Or break it up into 2 or 3 voice notes. And always, if you're in WhatsApp groups where you're kind of talking about things, have your deleted messages on so it deletes the voice notes after 24 hours.
I heard you talking about this on your podcast.
Yes.
And it was a revelation to me because I didn't know about it. So explain that to me now.
So on WhatsApp, if you're in spicier WhatsApp groups, you can have it turned on, this thing turned on where your conversation clears after 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So all the messages in the WhatsApp group will clear.
So text messages and recorded
text messages.
Text messages,
recorded, videos, pictures, screenshots. We all do screenshots. They will all delete after 24 hours.
Listen, so. I want to talk to you about a few other things you were doing. I mentioned the podcast, and your first guests on the podcast were your parents.
Yes.
And I came across them again at the weekend because you've opened your Currabinnie food truck, haven't
have.
You? And they were amongst your first customers.
They were.
Your mum and your dad. We want to just take a listen to what they thought of it all.
So tell me, what did you get today?
I got the iced tea.
No, it's watermelon lemonade.
Watermelon?
Yes. What did you get?
Hijacked. Robbed. That's
Bye.
What I got.
Always honest.
Yeah. But the thing about them is, particularly your dad, like, they're a massive hit, aren't they?
Yeah.
People love them.
People really, really love them. I put, it was my mum's 70th there on Saturday night, and people were just loving. They're just kind of unfiltered.
Completely unfiltered.
They're very fun.
On your podcast about food and what people like to eat, your dad had this amazing egg mixture recipe.
Yes.
Like, what is that?
So it's kind of like, you know, those Irish mammy salad type recipes that's for some reason everyone made, some sort of conscious agreement was made, unconscious.
Summer salad
type thing, yeah. So my mum used to make egg mixture, mm-hmm. and that was the name. I was like, would you not have rebranded it? I think it's like an egg salad sandwich, but they just call it egg mixture.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, now in your Currabinnie caravan, you need the egg mixture. I was like,
well, it's become famous now, you see.
Yeah, exactly.
And what does he think of all the sort of fancier stuff that you're doing now with your life?
He loves Currabinnie. They came down. Now the coffee machine kind of choked on itself, so there was a bit of a backlog of people, and he was the only one kind of ranting and raving about, this is terrible service now. I'm like, Dad, no one else cares, please. You're supposed to be on my side.
And did you make him pay?
I did make him pay.
Right.
Double. No, I made him pay. But no, he's such a support. Like, he was helping us plumb the thing when it first came in, and they're really supportive parents.
Yeah, I love him. I love him. I love his honesty. Right, more messages on voice notes. I hate them, says Catherine. You can glance at a text message anywhere, in work or in the shop. This is my problem now with these messages. But you can't listen to a voicemail anywhere because you don't know what you're about to hear. I only discovered recently that if you put the phone to your ear, it's not on loudspeaker.
Yes, yeah,
Barbara,
yeah.
Our producer, told me about that before I went on holiday. Another revelation, because I thought you had to listen to it with the volume up.
No, you can put it to your ear, but I'd always put a warning about the voice note. I'm sending it to someone like NSFW, like, not safe for work. So it's the same, you know, if you're in a car and your phone is hooked up to the speakers and with someone in the car and you're saying to the person, hello, by the way, Bill is here. Don't say anything about Bill.
Don't say bad things about Bill. Jill says that voice notes drive her mad. If you're doing something else, like listening to the radio or a podcast or watching TV, you have to stop it all just to listen to someone. And most of the time they ramble. Texting is to the point. They need to stop. That's the thing, you see, with text people can't ramble, but with voice notes, the tendency is there. I mean, you're obviously really good at it. So you've thought about how to do it and not to talk about the window of the shop window.
This is it. Maybe Jill doesn't have very, very good voice note friends. And there are people who are good at voice notes. It's not a skill everyone's good at. And that's what I've realised.
45 minutes. A listener got a voice note that was 45 minutes.
No, I would delete that friend from my life, not even from my phone.
It's so important with a voice note that you indicate at the very beginning of the voice note or via text before or immediately afterwards that it's okay for public consumption.
Yes.
We've just said that. We've a parent in the WhatsApp group who walks and talks and tells us the most mundane, nuanced message about a simple arrangement. The last one was 5 minutes. No one opened it. Good luck. You see those sort of businessy.
Yeah. The
groups.
Confidence, though, that some people have, I wouldn't have the confidence to send anything over 2 minutes. I wouldn't think it's that interesting.
It's just that they're shocking things that nobody should use them. You haven't changed my mind on them. Well, if I was
I'm going to start sending you voice notes and you'll love them.
If I got a gossipy one, maybe, maybe that's acceptable. But anything else. I refuse to listen to them. I always respond asking someone to text or call me instead. The same with voicemails. Do you listen to voicemails?
I haven't listened to voicemails in a decade, I'd say.
It takes too long to get into the voicemail.
And I don't think you can even turn them off. They're like just an automatic thing with phones.
Oh yeah, people can leave a message.
No, not voice notes all the way.
No,
sorry.
No, text messages all the way.
No.
James, your podcast is called
What Did You Eat This Week?
Yes. And it's worth having a listen. If you only listen to the episode with James's parents.
It's the first one.
Absolutely fab. Hijacked.
Robbed.
James, thanks so much for coming in.